Well, you know by now that for me it's terribly important to have all your equipment really clean. And today I thought while I was waiting for my mandeling prepared in the siphon to cool down to the temperature that my palate enjoys most, which is around about 55°C, I thought I'd take the Paulet's grinder apart. Clean the burrs. I normally clean them with a toothbrush, but they looked pretty grubby today, so I thought I'd take all of it apart. The conical burrs, there are four elements actually to it. There's the screw itself that helps you tighten the two burrs and achieve a coarser or finer grind. Then there's another screw which sits on top or inside the top burr, the top conical burr, where actually the screw for your tightening sits very firmly. I've decided to put it in some lukewarm water, all the four elements, two of which are obviously in ceramic and the other ones are plastic, and they all need a good soak. And I've been soaking there for a few minutes now, and I'm just taking them out of the glass, and I'm just gently rubbing with my fingers actually along the burrs themselves, and I can get a lot of coffee out. And as you know, coffee beans are full of oils. That's what we'd like to retain in the bean, and that's what we're extracting in all the different brewing methods. So I'm getting rid of all that because you don't want them sitting there getting rancid and contaminating the fresh beans that you're grinding before you brew any type of coffee and any type of brewing method. You always need to get your beans ground freshly. So I'm going to let it sit there for a little longer, but I'm going to get it spick and span clean and then reward myself with a sip of the mandeling. And remember, you want to be doing this holding the burrs above a table, and also maybe put a towel there just in case one of the ceramic burrs slips out of your fingers and shatters. It has happened to me. You don't want this happening again. It is very, very frustrating, especially when you're on holiday and you're away and you don't have a second set of burrs that you can just quickly refer to and put in. Carry on your coffee experience while you're away. It's happened to me, and now I have an extra set, a spare set of burrs in the house. And when I go on holiday, I'll make sure to also take those along. But being smart and doing it over a table with a towel underneath so nothing can happen, even if it slips through your fingers, that is the thing to do. It's all looking good. They're all pretty clean again. I'm gonna let them dry and then reassemble my Paulex grinder ready for the next time.